State Senate Republicans held a hearing on how to cut taxes that focused on whether some targeted special tax breaks are worth the money. Meanwhile, some groups complained that they'd been unfairly excluded from the discussion. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco painted a grim picture of New York's tax policy. He says the state consistently ranks at the top slot for the highest overall taxes in the nation and the least friendly business environment. DeFrancisco says while there has been some reductions in the personal income tax rates and some business taxes, more needs to be done to reduce taxes and simplify a confusing tax code.
The need for tax reform cries out when you consider the following. Our tax code is far too complex. The personal income tax has 15 different modifications to federal adjusted gross income and 45 different credits.
Conservative-leaning groups were well represented at the hearing, along with business lobby groups. They argued for more broad-based, across-the-board tax cuts, like the income and corporate franchise taxes. E.J. McMahon of the Empire Center told senators that New York State could afford the tax reductions if it cut back on the existing numerous special tax breaks for certain industries. He singled out the film and TV industry tax credit as an example.
You're committing over $400 million a year in outright subsidies to the motion picture and TV industry, including what you're paying, and let me use that word advisedly, paying NBC to build a studio for The Tonight Show.
Ron Deutsch, with the liberal-leaning group New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, asked to testify at the Senate hearing but says he was told no. His group held a competing press conference saying too many tax decisions have been made in secret.
As a result of closed-door discussions, what we've seen is some very bad tax policy, which tends to favor big campaign contributors, and the very wealthiest in New York State.
For instance, he says, developers of luxury apartments in New York City received a tax break last January in a provision of a bill that was not made public until this summer. And he says Governor Cuomo and the legislature agreed to send rebate checks of up to $350 to all households in the state with children shortly before the 2014 elections. In one area of tax policy, though, the progressive groups do agree with the conservatives. They also think targeted tax credits, like the film industry tax break given to NBC for The Tonight Show, are the wrong policy. Governor Cuomo has recently been touting his own plan for a special tax break. He wants to create tax-free zones at college campuses for tech startup companies. The governor, traveling in the North Country and Hudson Valley to talk about flood relief, defended the program.
I think it can jumpstart the upstate economy in a way we haven't been able to do, frankly, for multiple decades.
But Cuomo agrees there's more work ahead.
I said when I was elected, you have no future as the tax capital of the nation. We've been talking about it for years. We just haven't done anything about it.
The governor is reported to have said in a private fundraiser that he intends to cut taxes in 2014 when he's up for re-election. Cuomo's also appointed a panel to review the state's overall tax policies, and a final report is due in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.